News Talk's Executive Chair.
And it's my great pleasure to welcome to the Executive Chair this week, Dhiren Healy. She's the founder of the Irish fashion and art brand, Begley & Bowie.
Hi, Bobby, how are you?
Dhiren, you're very welcome to the programme.
Thank you so much.
Now, all the way from Kinmare, what a beautiful place to grow up. Tell us a little bit about your background. Were you from a creative family?
My mum started out as Gay Burns PA in RTE.
No way.
Yeah, for 10 years. And then she studied English and history, read it in UCD, and came home to Kinmare to mind. One of her parents was ill and ended up meeting my dad, who's from the Gaeltacht. Fell in love, and so we were born in Kinmare, and at 5 we moved about 40 minutes away to Ballyvourney Coolay area, and because she changed to teaching then, and I came back for my first summer job in Kinmare was at 16 with Patrick Foley, and I think I've kind of never really left.
Okay, yeah. And you did spells with the Brennan brothers in the Park Hotel,
as lots
of young folk would have done.
Yeah.
So when did you then decide that maybe art and creativity was going to be the route for you?
It was always what I wanted to do. I was always drawing. I worked in Dingle summers after Kinmare. And I used to notice, I was drawing illustrations because I love the colour of Irish places like Westport, Kinsale, Dingle, Kinmare and so on. So I used to notice that the merchandise they were buying wasn't really a reflection of what I used to see. So I was pottering away on that. And I studied interior design. I just loved everything creative. And my mum was very into taking me to everything, taking to art galleries and so on. And once I got into it, my parents said, you need to make money.
Yeah.
So they encouraged me
this is where business meets creativity.
It happens. So my mom said, you have to have something that you make money and then go into it. So I went into teaching, which I loved. And while I was doing that, I suppose I would definitely say 6 years before I launched Begley & Bowie 2019, I was plotting and planning.
So you had the relative stability of a teaching income. And then it took you, I think, 6 years to come up with your collection.
Yeah, so planning. I did a screen printing course. I went to Belfast and did one on screen printing on linen. And I just basically squirreled away. I worked part-time while I had a full-time teaching career. I worked part-time in an interior store for 8 summers and weekends. So it was just the plan. It was tough going, but in 2019 I launched and I left teaching and it took off.
Okay. Yeah. That was quite a clever route,
I guess,
to give you the confidence, to give you the financial independence to take the plunge, because it's actually what holds a lot of people back.
Big time.
Is if they end up with stability and they end up with a maybe it's only a modest income, but it leaving that can be quite difficult.
It can, and I do say that to anyone who comes in. A lot of people come into my store and ask for advice. I always say, have a little bit of money behind you, because it costs money to make money.
Yeah.
So, and clothing especially, I use really good quality from Belgium. So, and Irish linen, you have to have a bit of money behind you. Yeah.
So just how does the business work then? You say that you are the business, and I get that completely.
Yeah.
So that, every aspect of the business is, but you seem to have forged really strong relationships with major brands to create collections for them. That's really the business model, is it?
It is. I guess I kind of left it all happen organically, because I remember when I started out, my husband's an accountant and he said,
another good thing to have for a business.
I definitely would recommend it, because I do not go near financial. But he said, how are you going to make money from this? And I said, people are going to see my designs and they're going to want to come. And that's the way I kind of work. I'm very into good energy. So I don't think every brand has approached me. I started off with a pop-up. So I scaled the business, I started with a pop-up the first day, and then Brown Thomas reached out, because the students from NCAD had chosen my brand for Create. So I went into Brown Thomas 2 summers with Shelley Corkery, and that really gives you a platform. And then I was lucky, a lot of kind of celebrities and so on liked what I was making and designing. And then I think the hotel started going, hold on, she's promoting Ireland, she's promoting culture, places, and they could see I was designing merchandise. And so a lot of hotels started, Adair Manor, Doon Beg, Dromoland, Kelly Resort.
Okay, and this is really interesting, because you two things you said there. The first thing is that once your clothes start being worn by people of note, yeah. by people mm-hmm. who are out there on Instagram, etc.,
yes, yeah.
that's one route of driving the business. But the second route you mentioned there is one by reputation. You know, you do a work for Drumolin Castle mm-hmm. and Adair Manor, have a look yeah. at it and say, well, that's, we like that. What can you do for us?
Yes, and I think, yeah, and it's the quality of your work, isn't it? I think it's all about, it has to be, that was one thing for me, it has to be great standard. And I meet them on the same level. And because they're coming to me, they know my work. They're au fait with it. They're not just coming with, you know, I'm not just reaching out.
So the importance of every job you do then for the next job is critical, isn't
yeah,
it?
It is, but at the same time, the brand is my thing, so I never focus on that. I'm like, they're all the great things that have come from it.
Yeah.
But really, this life is for creativity. That's the desire is to me.
And is there, you know, is the business model, you know, you probably have no real desire to scale this into something huge, employing hundreds of people or anything like
that.
It doesn't strike me that that's the end game.
So. Yeah, I enjoy the way, you know, I often see, I've seen a lot, I've worked with a lot of designers and a lot have, it can't, you know, I've seen a lot disappear in that time. So I live in Kinmare, I have a beautiful business. I've just opened a cafe 3 weeks ago and I'm scaling it always with like opening the cafe, opening my store.
With your own resources in mind.
My heart, yeah. And so like I'm going into events. So you're always moving, but I'm very happy being a mum with two girls, you know, having my lovely business every day, the working in the design studio and all these brands is incredible too. So it's giving me, I mean, I'm still on the road all the time. So you're the best of both worlds, but no, I'm quite happy. Yeah. And I like that it moves organically and that I'm not, you know, trying to overreach.
Well, I think that's refreshing to hear.
Yeah.
Tell me about business development then.
Yeah.
So do you know what you're going to be doing this time next year, for instance?
I have clients already for this time
okay,
next year.
Okay, so there is a channel and there's a pipeline.
Yeah, so at the moment I've moved into getting clothing manufactured in Portugal. So all along I was screen printing and using Irish linens, having them tailored, and I have a dressmaker in Dublin. But now, because things have, you know, the modern world, your shop with my website and so on, you're open 24/7. And we're on the tourist trail, so an awful lot, and because a lot of US customers come in through the good hotels or the businesses, they see Begley and Bowie, wherever, in Wexford, and they, when they're coming through Kinmare, they will always come in. So I have a huge client base worldwide, and so now it's just become too big for me. So I've a manufacturer. So now next year I've a lot of things coming out a lot quicker. Yeah.
And the retail outlet and the coffee shop recently opened in Kinmare.
Yeah.
How important are they from a brand perspective?
Hugely for me, because people meet, you know, I get to meet people. I suppose with the idea for the store, I always looked up to bigger stores, and it's the feeling, you know, when you go abroad as well. Like we go to the south of France a lot. A lot of the fashion brands have beautiful cafes. It's all about the essence. So for Begley and Bowie, I find it's a destination store. Like people will come in and they will travel from different parts of Ireland. They know the name when they come to Kinmare. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's been in enough establishments to have that. So they'll come to Kinmare for that. And you'd often get even elderly gentlemen, because from South County Dublin, they'll walk in, and I study interior design, so the store is beautiful. It's white, like a gallery, the floor, and then you have the pops of colour. And they'll often say, oh my goodness, or the tiles, and they'll say, well, I love the interior. So I used to think to myself, hold on, they are not going to buy a brightly coloured fluorescent sweatshirt. But why not give them the essence of Begley and Bowie? So that's the cafe. So when they come to visit now, they can sit and experience it's all about the feeling and the aesthetic.
How much of your business is sold online?
Everything, bar the Irish linens, because I kind of keep them to the store, because a lot of time they're made to measure. So I kind of keep it with that. But everything, yeah.
Now, you're something we didn't know about you. You're a Gaelgore.
Yes,
you also
yeah.
play the guitar.
Yes.
How important is all that for the the totality of this brand?
I think growing up in the Gaeltacht, you have a huge, you know, my mum passed recently and it really hit me. It's the words. You're surrounded by culture all the time. So it definitely goes in. You know, you're your peers, when I met my friends, I'd say they'd be laughing when we know about Sean Arir Dawn and composer. You know what I mean? You're surrounded by that. So yeah. It definitely has affected my creative world. And playing the guitar is just a release. I actually would sometimes be designing and get frustrated and I just pick up the guitar and it just takes your mind off everything.
What a great thing to do.
Yeah.
Finally, can I ask you about A Colourful Life? I know it's happening and it's another way to promote the brand of Begley and Bowie.
Yeah, so A Colourful Life are events I am bringing to Kinmare this summer just to bring some, you know, it's a beautiful town. It's
we had an OB there 6 months ago.
And it's so
and I was massively impressed with
it. So I'm bringing down Helen Steele, Shelley Corkery, Joanne Hines, Peggy Crowley and Jerry O'Toole.
Wow.
All over June and July on Saturdays and Sundays. And it's creative conversations, 2 hours. I chat to them. I've worked with a lot of them. I know them. And the champagne and canapes provided by the beautiful Park Hotel.
There you go. So Tyrann Healy, founder of the Irish fashion and art brand Begley and Bowie, thanks for joining us on the Executive Chair this week.
Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland.
Saturday morning at 11 on News Talk.